Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Must watch with George, Alan, and a guest. Alan, as always, we have a very special guest in the studio. Who do we have here today?
Oh, we got Alex White.
Yes, well, we couldn't get a special one, but...
We've collected the whole set now.
Yeah.
All the Alexes.
No, all the, you know, rival podcasts.
Oh, yeah. Right.
And true. We got Jamie Kirk one time.
Yeah,
that was Bensley. A while ago.
I think I may have been the only one to have asked to come on as well, so that makes me feel good. But I was last, and only because I requested.
Well, but, you know, I don't know why... No, you're right. We were absolutely right.
We were so close. You were just about to message him when he messaged you, right?
It was pretty crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
Why did I fucking show my cards? I could have waited. Like, no, just hold off. Hold off messaging. They'll come to me.
Actually, I've got a bone to pick with you about podcasting.
Oh, okay.
You're a noted comedian of the scene.
Okay, yeah.
Have you done much comedy recently?
Oh, not a lot. No,
you're avoiding the COVID. 2 years.
Yeah, no, yeah. Oh, maybe once every 2 weeks.
Do a little bit.
A little bit.
I remember a punchline of yours from back in the day.
Would you beep it out now? What's
Well, I don't want to burn your material on the podcast, but the punchline to your joke was, oh, man, I'm going crazy. I'm thinking about starting a podcast.
Ooh,
that was a big joke to you. Oh, I'm thinking about starting a podcast. And everyone in the crowd would go, ha, 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 that's crazy.
Man,
imagine starting a podcast. But look at you now.
I know. I'm actually trying to think of what joke that would be.
Really? You don't remember?
Well,
that's your best joke.
Forget that.
That was your closing.
That was my closing five that I've done for my 8 years doing Raw. I can't. It would be a tag in a joke somewhere.
Yeah, maybe not a punchline. To me, punchlines and tags, well, they're really interchangeable. But I don't want to get bugged down in comedy theory.
Comedy minutia, no, of course not. But yeah, of course. I mean, who would start a podcast but everyone now? You can't do
everyone's
comedy.
Everyone's going. Are you a human being on the planet if you... Don't let everyone know that you have a podcast.
Yeah, I don't like that whole trope anymore. I'm the opposite side of that. Let's cancel that. The whole three people in a room, it's a podcast. It's like,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, it takes a little bit of effort to do.
Yes, it does.
There is a skill to it.
There is. I mean, this is a techno.
We're being skillful right now.
Yeah, and there's so much technology here.
Oh, yeah.
This looks like an underground, conspiracy bunker or something like that. Like your pirate radio or something.
Yeah.
I know.
Well, I want to rent this space out for lots of money to other podcasters.
I don't know about lots of money, but
how much would you pay?
I'm not sure.
You love podcasting these days, I heard.
I know. Can I do more? I want to be the third mic. Did Jamie ask to be the third mic?
He did, yeah.
He does that on every podcast. He gets
on every
pod and he tries to be the third mic.
What does that mean?
He wants to be the permanent.
He wants it to be must watch with Jamie Kirk every week.
Well, we can't do his personality every single week. I mean, that was the highlight of the show when he came on.
Yeah, I did the personality test.
No, we can't talk about that.
Oh, no, was I that bad?
No, because you got the wrong answer. They say there's no wrong answers, but you're the same as George.
Oh, wow. Well, that is
the We were looking for every single personality type in that Myers-Briggs personalities.
Yeah.
We're waiting on three, I think.
Waiting on three.
Three. We can't
waiting
find
the,
anyone.
The cool three who haven't
it is,
done
yeah.
Sydney
it's actually
comedy.
The cool three. It's actually the cool
we want the commander, the dynamo.
Oh, man.
And we want one other. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But I was hoping you'd be an extrovert, but you're a goddamn introvert like the rest of us.
I'm the world's biggest introvert. Yeah.
Bigger than I?
Well, bigger than I as in yourself or bigger than I as in the letter in the Myers-Briggs? Because bigger than the I in the Myers-Briggs. No, very much so. I don't even... Yeah, no, definitely. This is more my scene. I think this is more fun than comedy. Because you can bomb and you don't really know.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean?
Unless you get an email.
Zoom gigs?
No, that sounds easier, but I think that would be way more painful, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't do it, but...
But no one asked.
No one requested my services, but yeah, I'd say it's hard to imagine, you know, just someone typing in lol when you've said something not my cup of tea.
No. I mean, I watch Dave Chappelle on Netflix, and you're not rolling around laughing then. You're sort of laughing, but you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's like you're laughing in your head.
Yeah.
When something funny, like, that's funny, and you're like, that's great.
It's so
sometimes
different.
I rewind stuff and I'm like, I want to watch it again.
Yeah.
But I'm not like, oh, yeah, just on my own in
slapping
my room.
Slapping your leg. Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, if Dave Chappelle's struggling, I feel that, you know, Bonkers Online or whatever the online Zoom.
Did Bonkers do it online?
No, I'm just, that's my prediction for later in the show. Bonkers Online. No, I feel like that would be, that would just be so, it's not going to happen, you know? Yeah.
No, you need a live audience.
No.
There has to be people there.
Mm.
It can't be a text chat, you know.
No. There's so many predictions.
Cry laughing emojis isn't the same as a real laugh in the movie.
No,
I mean,
yeah.
It's fair to say.
I know. It's, you know, when you see old movies, like not that old, but they predict the future and it's like Minority Report and they move and he's like got the computer and he's and that's what they think the future is just like, you know, just more complicated ways to interface with. But it's not. It's just the same, you know. Yeah. So there's not like going to be some weird camera that projects everyone into a room together and you're sitting there and you're next to each other but you're virtual. It's not going to happen, you know.
Holograms of people laughing.
No, holograms at comedy. And you're like, what do you do, sir? And then he drops out and you're like, oh.
He disconnects.
Yeah. Oh, he's got the NBN, I guess. Yeah, so, you know.
You can see him go not today and reach for his keyboard and just disappear.
Yeah, exactly. That's just it's not the future I see. Mm.
Oh man,
not with that attitude.
No. Well, Alan,
I think holograms in comedy would be good. You could destroy a heckler just by pressing a button.
Yeah,
delete them from
existence. Anyway,
that would be fun.
This is Must Watch. You're live.
What?
And,
what's going on? Now?
What we talk about on Must Watch is what we've been watching.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. Well, that's what I do. George doesn't watch anything.
Sorry.
He should watch his back. But
what the fuck?
I was hanging out in Canberra with my mum.
Yeah.
And we were watching a show called Sharp Objects.
Yeah.
Have you heard of this
show?
No.
Please tell me it's just a show about things that are sharp.
Episode one, scissors.
Exactly. Well, sort of, yeah.
It
touches on some themes about depression and stuff, you know. So at the end, we were really into it. We were binge watching this show. It's a mystery, you know, murder mystery. And at the end of every episode, it'd come up with the Lifeline ad, you know, call Lifeline to me and my mum, you know.
Mm.
And we're fine. we're not on suicide watch. But I was thinking, like, is that a new thing? Like, I watched 13 Reasons Why. I don't remember them ever mentioning Lifeline or anything.
Is it an Australian show, Sharp Object?
No, it was HBO show, American. Mm. And I tell you, man, there's lots of movies that, you know, I was watching Downfall.
Yeah.
You know about Hitler?
Oh, yeah.
He's depressed throughout the whole film.
Oh, I know.
And they never mention Lifeline.
I know. There, but the grace of God, go on. You know, like, get some help there.
I don't know why.
If there was a Lifeline number at the end of Downfall.
There should be.
After he kills himself.
That's so funny.
I'm saying what?
Someone should have. I mean, that's Charlie's joke, you know? If only his friends have been looking out for the warning signs, you know?
Yeah,
that's
right.
True, yeah. Mm. Yeah. Sean Kingston. Remember his hit song,
Beautiful
Girls?
Yeah, and I'm going to kill myself?
Who kills himself because there's too many beautiful girls? That's what makes life worth living.
I don't know the song very well.
You're singing it for him, Alex.
I don't know how it goes, but I don't know.
And he says,
they only want to do you dirt, beautiful girls.
Wow.
And it's got him suicidal. But he should be talking about Lifeline. He should put Lifeline in the lyrics.
That should be in the bridge, yeah.
Well, what about the...
the bridge.
what about the Logic song where the whole song is just the Suicide Watch phone number? That's a rapper. Hey?
Huh?
You heard of that song before?
It sounds like the whole song. The whole song is just him reading numbers out.
I can't remember, but the name of the song is the phone number.
Ah, cool.
It got pretty big like four years ago, maybe five.
But it's always hard to, like, if you get a song and it's not in the lyrics, it's hard to find that song, isn't it?
Yeah. Do you mean like how do you find that numbered song if you can remember?
Yeah. How do you?
Like, what's that? Is it 1, 2, 5?
You have to remember the actual number, I guess.
That'd be cool if you did a song and you released it and it was just like your friend's mobile number, you know?
If you're a big artist as well.
Yeah. I assume you'd have to be quite famous for that to work.
Oh, yeah. That's the only way it could be funny.
Yeah.
That's like, I remember I'm pretty sure on one of our school camps, a guy in our year, for some reason we had the mobile number of a teacher because of like this walk we were doing or whatever. Yeah. We needed to have their number in case someone got lost or something. I don't know. And one of the people in our year made a gum tree of like looking for a labor, like $500 for a day's work, and put his number there.
Yeah, right.
Just to like make his phone blow up. But I can't remember if I don't know if he got in trouble or not. I don't know if they ever found out. I don't know if they ever found out. He would have had to throw the phone away, though.
But. Yeah. One of my friends has an ongoing joke where everyone in the cricket team will post an ad for goats for sale on Gumtree with his mates. And every couple of months, he'll just be like, how much? How many goats? You know, there'd be like 400 people. Who just
400 people looking for goats.
Yeah, I don't know. It's some weird like Gumtree or some like agricultural thing.
This is me and my inner west bubble, isn't it?
Yeah,
like, not knowing that people want goats out there.
Yeah, there's like zoos have goats, and that's about it in George's mind, you know?
Yeah, it's, goats. Who needs them? Goats cheese. There you go. Figured it out on my own.
Yeah.
Do you need people who like goats cheese.
People that like goats cheese obviously have the goat in their house.
Now, were you guys confused about the goat sheep thing when you were a kid?
What? The difference
between the two? Yeah, I thought goats were boy sheeps.
No.
You guys were not.
I think sheep raised by are the greatest of all time. Therefore, they're the goat. And that's a paradox.
There you go. That is a paradox. And that's
goodness me.
Yeah.
But you did you grow up in the country?
No. I mean, like, compared to Sydney, yeah.
Yeah,
but
right.
Like, not really. But we thought it was a big city. Like,
yeah. But, you know, Newcastle. Oh, Newcastle. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, like, it's, you know, technically the country, I guess.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
when
yeah.
you play, when the old when, footy when days, in, city versus country,
yeah, right.
which used to be the sort of lower league of state yeah, origin, yeah. we would be in country. And I was always like, but we're a city, but no, apparently not.
No.
But yeah, it wasn't a full country, but.
Thinking, like, if maybe if you're a country boy, you'd know the difference between a goat and a sheep.
No, I mean, this. I'm
Andrew Johns doesn't know the difference, and neither do you.
Yeah, what's it? How many players have fucked sheep? There must be some sort of sex scandal with an NRL player fucking one or the other. But I used to, I mean, I guess, and I'm the only one. I used to think that, you know, some people think cats are cats are girls and dogs are boys.
Oh, yeah.
Cats
yeah,
come from Venus.
Dogs come from Mars. Yeah, exactly.
That's what they say.
But what about cat dog?
Oh, man.
There you go.
That's a paradox.
It's just in the belt between them, just spinning around.
Yeah. Oh, man. Do we want to cancel? Do we want to cancel some stuff?
Yeah, let's cancel
I
stuff.
I thought you were going to delete the episode.
It's over. We're canceling.
Oh, man. Yeah. How do you get these sound effects? These are great.
I make them. Growing backlash.
Now with that new trouble for George, DJ George.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, dude.
I love it. Is it about 4 minute song or lifeline at the end? Or
people always bring up how long they are. And I don't like it when that
But it's only as long as you make it by not taking it down. So it's not like it's just long. You leave it to be long. So if people didn't comment, how long could it go for?
Well, shut up.
If I was more polite, we'd still be listening.
Nah, I that was the end of it. Okay, there's 2 seconds left when I brought it down.
I'm sorry. Let's cancel the sound effects on George's.
No.
So we want to cancel stuff. Have you guys got stuff to cancel?
I've got something to cancel. Do you have something to cancel?
Oh, yeah.
I think you should kick it off.
Oh, why?
Just because.
Oh, okay. There we go. I'm going to bring it, and you guys are going to have to follow twice.
This is bad.
I was back in Canberra hanging out with my family. Have you guys heard of a utensil known as a splade?
Oh, is this another sharp object?
It is a sharp object. Yeah, right. Yeah.
But it's like the Shelbyville spork. Do you know what I mean?
Is it's like a spork. And it's called a splade because it's they're thinking you can use it as a knife as well.
As a splade.
Oh, so it's all three.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
It's so rotated.
So it's a fork.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a spoon.
You're kidding. Keep going.
And it's a blade.
Wow. Where's the blade? Is it on the side of the spoon bit or like on the handle bit?
Like, no, it's just like a straight edge of the fork part of it.
Yeah.
You're going to need to describe it to me because I'm having trouble.
Imagine a spoon.
Okay, I'm imagining it. I've got a spoon in my head.
Step into your mind palace, Alex White. There is a spoon. Huh?
Yes.
And you put a little fork on the top of that.
Oh, yeah. I know where this is going.
And then on both edges, it's
sort of... Hold on. Okay.
This is crazy.
Oh, my Lord.
One edge, maybe.
But two let's edges. Imagine you're sipping some soup with your splayed.
Yeah.
And then you bring the splayed up to your lips, and you cut your lip open, drinking your soup.
Yeah, well, what's like the spoon it's a butter knife.
Yeah.
You know, could you cut yourself with a butter knife? It's not like a sharp blade, but they call it a splayed.
They just said a blade. I mean, I'm using your words.
Well, I'm cancelling the splayed.
It's not a splife. Splife.
Anyway.
What?
Alex, splife. I'm going to need you to chime in here.
Okay.
What do you reckon?
I think it's got to go. I don't think it's a thing. I think this is.
You think I dreamt
a conspiracy or something? Yeah, this is some sort of.
They were popular. They were invented in the 40s by an Australian.
Wow. Okay.
Why would you invent that? You know,
well,
it's
he's
like,
just sharpened a spork, right?
Well, yeah, but why would you invent the spork? There's nothing wrong with a spoon and a fork. I can't have two things.
I think
in
it's
my
a,
house.
It's like a camping thing, isn't it?
It's a camping thing.
Yeah, you have one, and then you're right. You know, you don't
right
want a backpack of cutlery.
Would you sip soup with a spork?
If I'm camping, I'll drink it out of the can. You know,
well, that's it.
But
throw away the splay.
But then I'm not that out there. I'm not that rugged. I want a little.
Imagine you're not you and you're a person that wouldn't drink it out of the can. They'd need
exactly.
a spoon.
I'm a camper, but I'm just a little bit of a dainty camper, you know? But I also don't want to carry around...
Someone that's glamping.
Well, there you go. Glamp is glamour camping.
Yeah.
So they're already on board with the whole, merging words together.
They'd love it, actually, wouldn't they?
Exactly.
They'd love
they're like, I'm going to take my splayed glamping.
People that go glamping very rarely use just one word at a time. I think every word is combined with another one.
I've never even heard of glamping.
It's like...
Glamour camping?
Glamour camping.
Yeah.
So
imagine camping if it was glamorous.
Yeah.
On the red carpet.
Yeah. It's like, do you remember that fire festival?
Yeah.
That all went wrong? Do you remember that? There was a documentary about it, Alan. Do you remember?
Very glamorous, yes.
Well, the idea was that it was rather than being disgusting and tense at a music festival, it was like glamping music festival. So it's like... The idea was you'd have a really nice tent with a double bed and like nice stuff.
But you're in the middle of nowhere. Like you're in the middle of the wilderness sort of thing.
Yeah, the reality obviously was very different.
And if they had cans of soup, but you also had a piece of bread.
Dude, they didn't even have cans of soup. That was the whole thing.
They would have killed for a spork or a splayed or whatever. Give it back. So you want to cancel it.
I want to cancel it. Just bring a fork and a spoon. Yeah. It's not going to add that much weight to your, backpack.
Well, you know what? Here's my spin on it. Why don't they put one on one end and one on the other end?
Double-sided.
Like
a spanner.
Cat-dog.
Like cat-dog. And we're back to cat-dog. Someone tried to cancel the double-headed. Yeah, that would have been the first draft of cat-dog.
What is cat-dog?
You don't know what cat-dog is?
You got to remember with George, he's never heard of anything. he gets no pop culture reference.
He's got a blood disorder where he
doesn't. I just say that me and Alan and seemingly everyone else just seem to exist in different spheres of culture.
You
completely.
Guys are the weirdest, but most. It's a weird. You guys are the spork of comedy.
The spork of comedy.
Yeah,
but with you, we're the splayed.
We're the splayed, and that's why we're canceling this because it's not necessary. But cat dog was a cartoon of half cat on one end and dog's head on the other. So
what a tragedy.
Yeah. There was a lot of hygiene.
It's a terrifying concept.
It wasn't
when you think about it, actually, it's
screaming in a pool of blood, just being like mortified at some. It wasn't human centipede.
No ass.
Anatomically,
No ass.
It asks a lot of questions.
They never addressed those questions. Well, I wrote a lot of letters.
Whose mouth is the bum?
Yeah.
That's the question,
That's Nickelodeon, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
It's Nickelodeon.
So, I mean, it's terrifying.
I know. People were asking.
We should cancel that.
SpongeBob's gay. Well, and I was not. I didn't care about SpongeBob. I was like, is it the cat's mouth or the dog?
What was that about SpongeBob being gay?
Well, like, he was. What would you call it? Camp or I guess.
But it was a cartoon.
It was a
cartoon.
Cartoon.
So lots of them are camp, I guess, right?
Yeah, but I think he was especially, and so people then just said, "Is he gay?"
And they never
made him. He never went on a date with a boy in the show or anything. Like, there was no plot that made you think he was gay.
But I remember reading something from the creator.
I think after a while, then...
He said he's a sponge.
Yeah. My basis said he's not gay.
He's a sponge.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Under the sea.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's hatred against gays, I think, to say that.
Yeah. Sponge is a slur.
What do you mean?
It's an old British slur.
Well, you shouldn't label sponges as not gay.
Yeah.
They can be gay if they want to.
Exactly.
And that's right. So that's what we want to know. Is SpongeBob gay? Just tell us. You know?
Just tell us. I mean, he's dead now, the creator of SpongeBob, but I'm sure...
And what killed him? A sponge. He slipped on it. No, in the shower. Anyway. Alex, why? What are you bringing to the table? Oh. Or is it Georgie boys time?
I'll go. I'll go. Yeah, and sure. Then we can end. I think we got to kill. We got to cancel.
Kill?
More backpackers. No. conspiracy theories. I think they're nice. Out. I think they're just... They've gone too far.
Yeah, right.
100%.
I think the new ones... are just ridiculous. You know, the QAnon. Yeah. I tried to find out what QAnon was.
Yeah,
and it's like fan fiction of... It's right. It's endless. And it's...
Well, we talked about this like a few weeks ago, QAnon. Okay. And we found out that... I don't know if you saw, but just recently they've discovered basically who... The guy that started it, Q. It was a guy on 4chan that said, like, I'm a government insider with top secret level access and I know all this stuff. And he revealed it all, which spurred it on. They've since discovered it's like a risk analyst at Citigroup in New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
And as soon as that came out in the news, the whole website went down from Q. So obviously it's this guy.
It obviously is him. And he's just at work very nervous. And right.
But also, what kind of a psycho do you have to be to create this whole life online?
Well, it's just trolling. It's just...
Exactly, yeah.
But here's what I think conspiracy theories used to be a lot better. Because the big conspiracy theory when I was growing up was that we didn't go to the moon.
Yeah.
Which to me, that it makes way more sense.
To say you didn't do something rather than you did.
Yeah. And just going to the moon in the 60s is crazy that they did that.
Yeah.
So I'm almost like, come on. That's to me, it seems like the wacky conspiracy would be we went to the moon.
Well, I've got a conspiracy theory about Apollo 13.
The movie.
The fiction.
Right.
In history.
Yeah.
Which is that they said, oh, Houston, we have a problem. There was no problem.
Right.
So my conspiracy theory is that the
What do you mean there was no problem?
There was no problem on the ship. So they went to the moon. Apollo 13 was a successful mission.
Because 11 is Neil Armstrong. That's the first one.
That was a fake.
And that was fake.
Apollo 13 was real.
13 was the one where they crash landed. But you think they actually made it.
They made it.
And they got back.
And they got back.
And then...
And they didn't want to, like, hurt Neil Armstrong and
right.
Buzz.
Yeah, okay. So like, I'm on board with that.
Ooh, it's really hard.
I mean, I need evidence than just...
It's easy. It's easy.
But still, I think it's a lot more plausible. It was...
Why would
things.
They make it to the moon at 11 and then not 13?
Yeah.
They're getting better.
That's right.
They're getting better at
you're such
they're
a
flying.
Fucking troll.
Well, they're flying a rocket ship and they're getting better every year.
And Challenger blew up. Twice, the Challenger in the 80s and in 2004.
Yeah.
So they blew up.
But that was like they used different rocket fuel.
No, I mean, that maybe they
do
made
some research. Don't come on this podcast.
I'm agreeing with you.
Oh, you agree with me?
No, but I'm saying they got better and then it's blowing up. So maybe they didn't blow up either. You know what I mean? There's a bunch of crash test dummies in that thing, you know?
NASA have a lot to answer for.
I think so. But I think we need to bring it back to just simple, you know, if somebody sails around the Earth solo and everyone, and I reckon we'd be like, no, you didn't. That's the conspiracy, you know? Cool things that really happen. And then there should be people saying, I don't think that happened.
JFK.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like,
did he do it?
Well, they just think some government guy did it. All right,
it's not I think like, he killed himself.
Yeah, that was a real good shot from JFK.
But
the book depository.
Yeah, yeah. So that because there's so many, because it's long ago.
Yeah,
so many unanswered questions.
That's true. You know? And there's a lot of film and all that sort of stuff.
But you're saying, you know, these modern conspiracies.
They're so silly.
They're all over the place.
They're all over the place. Yeah, and there's no clear like progression of the plot. It's just like some guy, and then the other people on there go, well, actually, you know, because he says that Trump is a, you know, a genius or whatever. Yeah. And every time Trump does something that sort of goes against that line of thought, which is, you know, all the time, then everyone's like, well, actually, he's doing it because, and then they start adding on this fan fiction to it, and there's no. There's no clear, you know.
He's gonna like do his thing, but he's cutting it very close. He's cutting it very close to election day.
You reckon?
Yeah, he's gonna, you know.
He's gonna pull a rabbit out of the hat.
Well, he's gonna arrest Hillary finally.
Oh, okay. That'll get his poll numbers up. Dude,
yeah, that'd be crazy though. I kind of want something wild to happen.
I feel that watching American politics is that you feel guilty, but you just whenever something stupid happens like that would be, and you feel a little giddy. Like, this is cool.
Imagine if Biden shook hands with Trump and said, "We did it." Yes. And then they arrested Hillary. We got her.
I reckon that would really Biden like wins, and then he takes off and he's got a Trump MAGA thing on shirt on, like in the wrestling, dude. You know. Yeah. And then he just goes, just "Lock her up." Lock.
Oh man,
I would be like, "Okay, QAnon, yep." Hats
you're on board.
You got this one.
You got it. All right. If Biden takes off his shirt and he's wearing, or puts on a MAGA hat and he just like WWF, and then leg drops Hillary.
Well, my problem with conspiracy theories now is that I feel like it used to be there were normal people that would have like one conspiracy theory that they'd be like, "I think this is probably the way it was." But now it feels like there are conspiracy theory people that believe them all.
Yes.
And there's like people that believe them all and people that don't believe any of them.
Yes.
And you kind of have to pick to be insane.
Yes.
Or like normal and you don't believe them at all.
Yeah. Well, it's if you're a 9/11 truther, you 100% believe in QAnon or you believe in whatever the other ones are.
Because it's not that, it's small leaps at a time, right? Yeah. So you get up to the point where you think that George Bush and the CIA did 9/11 or whatever.
Mm.
And it's not too far then to make other leaps.
No.
And all of a sudden, there's some pizza parlor in the States where... Yes. The Dems are pedophiles or whatever. And it's like and it's like a slow progression, but from your previous point it's not that far.
No, exactly. There's no QAnon people who are like normal. Come on, Muslims flew a plane into the World Trade Center, you imbeciles. Like that's not, you know.
100%. So there we go. Cancelling conspiracy theories.
Yeah.
The new ones.
The new one. Just the new seasons. You know what I mean? We need to go back. They've jumped the shark. You know what 100%. I mean? It's like The Simpsons. It's like, let's go back.
We want a little bit of plausibility. So that we can have fun with it.
Exactly.
You know? Because so the normal people can.
And you just want to be... like, if someone told you they thought the moon landing was fake, you wouldn't disassociate them forever. You'd just be like, you know.
Yeah.
But I think if someone told you that they're a QAnon person, that's just too much. I think we need to be all... all together and let the crazies have a little bit of fun, but just not be off the charts, you know?
Yeah, I think it's been a big issue. Let's get serious for a second here, Alex.
Yeah. Is this the Manscaped segment?
Yeah. Now for a word from our sponsor. But there's way too much in the media now is you got to play both sides, and sometimes both sides are not equal positions, you know. Yeah. One is absolutely fringe, there's no evidence for it. Take your climate change, for example. I mean, you just have to step outside. It's hot. It's bloody hot. You can tell.
Steaming.
You can tell that it's happening.
And there's still
and there'll snow. Be some guy turn up and say, "Oh, it's not happening."
Yeah.
And you got to put him on sunrise.
Yeah.
In the morning.
And well, yeah. But like, are you saying that
saying you should, you know, if you're going to have a climate denier who makes up a very small part of the scientific community.
But
you've got to have 100 other guys arguing against him.
That's true. It's an easy, you need 100 on the sunrise panel.
100 versus one. And then, you know, in a match.
In a match.
The UFC part.
Yeah.
And we'll see who wins.
That's
true. But, I mean, they don't even get expert. It'd be one thing to get a scientist with some credibility who has an opposing view, but they just get a Pauline Hanson or some idiot.
They get a doctor, but it's a doctor of, you know, philosophy or something.
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Phil. Osophy is his last name. I don't know if you guys knew that. But yeah, I agree. I mean, you know, we are recording this, so I'm going to make my liberal points very clear. No, of course. Climate change is one as well, where as much as you don't, you know, don't subscribe to climate change denialism. It's not an insane thing to be like, it's not happening. You know, you can understand someone who just doesn't know much about it to be like, it's bloody.
But it's crazy that because most of the people that are big conspiracy theorists would also say that climate change isn't happening.
Yes.
But what, that's too crazy for you?
Yeah.
You think that all this other shit happens, but this actual kind of real process that is in front of your eyes.
Yeah. Conspiracy theory, it's all about finding, going against the grain, isn't it? You know, if something seems conventional wisdom, you feel like, well, wake up, sheeple.
Wake up.
Goats and sheeple.
Goatle. The greatest of all times.
All right.
Well, if I get serious for a moment to the listeners, vote.
In the US?
If you live in the US, vote. If you live here in Australia, vote, because it's a crime not to vote and you don't want to cop a fine. So anyway, George, you have the floor.
Thank you. Thanks for that message to all American listeners. So I'm cancelling. Look,
get comfortable, man.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to cancel something, and we're gonna be here a while.
People whose Instagram stories are too long.
Ooh.
Well, if it's more than 7 or 8 stories,
are you talking in a day?
Pardon?
You mean in a day?
Or? Like, if I go on Instagram in the morning and I'm going through and I get to the start of someone's and there's like 20 there.
Yeah.
Over.
No.
Over. I'm
You're skipping past them.
I'm skipping, dude. I'm not even like tapping to go through them all. I'm doing the swipe.
How attractive would they have to be for you to watch every frame?
I think it's not even about attractiveness, because
it's a controversial opinion.
It's not driving, George.
No, it doesn't drive.
That's not what he's driving. It's not just like no bikini shots here. where is she on holidays? No. All right. Well, none of these. I'm predicting the future here, and none of these are going to be interesting.
I think that having if some influencer who, I don't know, is a girl has 20 stories on and they're all of her in a bikini, I think even that is excessive even for Instagram. I don't think you see that very often.
Yeah, exactly. It's
not often enough, that's for sure.
But you just go back to the start, you know?
It's like, all right. Replay button.
Infinity, really.
You've told me before, George, that you watch every... story.
I can't do it anymore, because it used to bug me having unwatched ones at the top of Instagram. Mm. Just
you
like
have to
maybe
know.
A weird, I don't know, like a neatness thing. Like I just need to get them all done. But I can't do it anymore because I follow too many people.
You've got to mute bad people.
Is that what you do?
A few people.
Do you mute?
I mean, not a lot of people, but if there's someone's just always posts a trillion things and you're just like, ugh, then you just mute them.
Do you think that's better to be friends with someone and mute them? Or just to simply not be friends with them.
Well,
which is better? Like,
I get what you said, but I mean just the stories. Because if they post on the feed, that's okay. But I mean,
okay, so you're not going to mute every single thing that they say.
No,
just the story.
The stories. Yeah.
But they're going to notice that you've never looked at any of their stories if they're like me.
You do,
and
you
they check.
Look at I never check. Some people do, but do you?
I would check. Yeah.
Yeah. But are you checking against your followers list and doing a bit of a graph to see who?
Yeah, that's the only way you could know.
Yeah, I check who's the first to view it. You know,
who's a common first for you? Are we going to drop names?
Oh, I don't know, Harry June or someone.
Oh,
you know? he's always quick with a like and quick with a react.
Yeah,
but it's more to do with like sometimes I think that this person's going to think I'm weird because I've watched their story so quickly. No, like sometimes I'll be on Instagram and I'll refresh, and I'll be a story that's just come like, and I'll watch it and I can see it says like 5 seconds ago, and I'm like, I barely know this person. Are they going to think that I've just gone like quickly? Like, there's a new story. Finally, like I'm on.
Are they going to be able to see you watched it in 5 seconds, or are you just the top of the?
I'd just be the first one there, right?
Right.
I'm saying that could happen as well with you, Alan. Is that you know?
Oh, a lot of people are thinking that I'm an absolute creep. The way that I
no, not that
I look at their, you know, I DM them. I say funny stuff, good work. You know,
hot
I DM
flame
everybody.
Emoji. Yeah,
no, but, not like, I mean, you can't tell who is a genuine has watched it first and who is just someone that was online at the time looking at stories. How can you tell?
True.
Got you, mate.
But at least then I still have a good idea of who's online all the time. And then I can build my psychological profile everyone in the scene.
Well, maybe you can do some estimations on your 3 missing profiles based on people.
Oh, that's right. And I got you wrong. I thought you were a big E, an extrovert. I thought you were going to be out there.
I never post on Instagram. I mean, that's an extrovert,
no, that's
right?
Good. Well, that's an interesting point, isn't it? Yeah. Does that...
But is that the definition of an extrovert, as someone who wants to put themselves out there, or is this someone who's comfortable
I would think that being an extrovert, you get energy from being around people.
Right.
I'm not sure it would necessarily translate to getting attention online.
Right.
Maybe
it's like the comedy Zoom thing, you know? Mm. It's
yeah,
not the same.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Full circle.
Yeah. Oh, but anyway, so too many stories.
Too many stories. I think over
I think
like
it's fair enough.
Wait, there should be Thank a you. Limit. Yeah. You're
I'm
right,
going to back
though.
You up on this.
Yeah, I agree. But what did you say was too many?
20.
When you can nearly not even see the segments.
Well, that's ridiculous. Like, I'm not even really thinking of a number. I'm thinking of my feeling when I look up and see the segments.
Mm-hmm.
Just a sense you get where you're like, oh my God, this is ridiculous.
Sometimes the story is like someone in a bikini and it's like half a second.
Yeah.
What's that about?
No. I don't. Well, you can screenshot. Right?
Are you cancelling that? Not long enough for you to
screenshot.
What am I going to do with that, you know?
That's interesting. Yeah. You would just popped into your head. Oh, you can screenshot.
Oh, just giving you some tips here.
You've never thought about it before?
No.
It just popped into your head?
It's never been a challenge that I've had to address. Being like, that bikini shot was only 1.5 seconds.
But can you choose? Like, I'm not very good at Instagram. Can you choose how long it's on the thing
I
for?
I think you can, yeah.
It seems like a glitch to me. Like, most of the stories go for a long time.
Well, and listen, I'll stay for
like a couple
Alan,
of seconds, and then it's like half a second. I'm like, whoa, what was that?
I think
it was a bikini.
If it's like a boomerang or a video, it can be like really short,
right?
But if you just put a photo on, it'll be the standard length of time.
Maybe it was
I
a
believe.
Maybe Thanks, it was a George. He's our social media manager.
There you go. CEO, social media manager.
Are you guys on? You guys promote on Instagram?
We do. We just got a new Instagram. I just made it.
A new follower.
You might want to consider following that Instagram page.
Yeah, Alex. I will.
We just got on it. People have been saying for nearly 2 years that we need to get off Facebook and get on Instagram, and I ignored them for that long.
Really?
So finally,
social media
it.
Manager here. What a great social media. No.
Maybe we should get on TikTok, George. That'd be.
You got to get it. You got to jump. I feel that. You got to, before everyone does it, you need to do it. And then you can be stranded and no one else does it. Or you can be the first mover and be cool.
Right. Well, community notice board on TikTok?
No, we're not. There you go. Hey. Maybe we will. But TikTok's very strange.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of content we, because like, I don't think a highlight clip from the podcast is going to blow up on TikTok, right? You need to be doing a dance or like just being weird.
We could do a dance, you and me, George.
Yeah. I don't know.
That'll blow up.
We could lip sync our own podcast.
What? Wait, say again? What?
We'll dance and lip sync to us on doing a podcast.
Okay.
But you do my voice and I'll do yours.
You can dance, you got the music, you got the beats here.
Dude, yeah. I've always wanted to do an episode that we write before and then perform as an episode.
Oh, that's good.
Like try to write a screen or like a radio play version of what we imagine our podcast sounds like.
And would you
we'd have to record.
But would you just do it, release it like a normal episode, and then people would be like, that was a little stilted. Like, a little bit weird.
I love my dear fellow.
maybe we could do it and then we say the next week that last week we wrote it out. But it'll take so long, like a 40-minute script. Yeah. How long does it take to write?
To practice the blind.
40 minutes, that's 40 pages.
Yeah, is that how it works?
I don't know.
40 laughs? Laugh a page? Laugh a minute?
Laugh a minute.
Yeah, is that the going rate? Or I don't know.
Not on this.
Imagine
podcast.
Doing a writing like a 5-minute routine. Laugh a minute.
Yeah,
that's terrible.
Oh, I've seen this comedy.
Wow, that guy made me laugh 5 times. He's my favorite act.
There's some guy who sells a piece of software. It's like the comedy laugh a minute tracker, and it's just a software app that you listen back to your own sets, and you press a button when people laugh, and you let go when people stop. And then it calculates how long the button was pressed in your 5 minutes, and gives you stats. And then,
okay,
yeah,
have you done it before?
No, it was some sort of documentary. It was one of those, you know, comedy things where it was. But then they also included a crazy guy, and they played him. They made out like they weren't making fun of him, but they very clearly were.
Well, because there's that thing in open mic comedy where, like, most people know when they're bombing. There were the people that don't know when they're bombing, right? So getting one of them to actually sit down and listen, it's like, press the button when you hear a laugh.
Yeah.
And just watch them bomb. Yeah, I'm gonna press the button. Like, yeah, they're ready to do it for the whole 5 minutes.
It'd be a real eye-opener for them, so. Don't you think?
Yeah.
How do you get through to those people?
The comedy people? We should get them on the pod.
Yeah, maybe we get them on the pod. And
you're
we
terrible.
Just...
No one ever laughs, but you think they do.
We need to start ambushing people, like I did with Alex about his little joke.
Yeah,
you know?
I've got to think about
he
that.
Attacked podcasts for years.
Was that, when you heard me do that joke, was it like, was anyone doing podcasts? Was it a while ago?
No, it was a couple of years ago.
Okay. No, and I'm not defending, I'm just like, if it's that like was 6 months ago.
You're
I'm like,
surrounded by podcasters. Yeah. You know, your friendship circles. I know. You know, and, no, and you I were sort of that. Like, oh, no, I'll never do that.
You know, but
I got too much class.
No, I got cheap. I take the cheap laugh.
Yeah, nice.
You know what I mean?
So do I.
Come on. Like, oh, well, I do that as an absolute, you know, cheap, hacky, like.
I think it's great. I think it's great that you've joined the podcasting sphere because the laughs per minute are high with you, pal.
Thank you. Well, we'll crunch this through the fucking combobulator later and we'll see.
We're going to have to edit about 20 minutes out of this out, but, but it's sharp.
Oh, are we going
it's very
long?
Sharp.
No,
man,
got,
it's going good.
We've got 10 to 15 left, but we got to predict some stuff for the future. Okay. People are waiting.
I got a prediction.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Wait for the jingle, mate.
Sorry.
We got 30 seconds to go.
4 minute jingle and then...
Futurism. Politics.
This is a short one.
Prediction.
Society.
Don't say anything.
Technology.
The future. Nostradamus.
Nostradamus.
Oh, Nostradamus.
No, Mustradamus. Yeah, it's must watch.
Right. How
it's clever.
That is clever. You have to explain it to me twice, but it's quite clever.
It's text-to-speak in different accents.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So that's how you get away from being cancelled, is you just do different accents.
Right, text-to-speak. Exactly. That's exactly it.
Me love you long.
That wasn't very good. You can do better than that.
Oh, I didn't want to.
Oh, okay.
I was trying to get away from the doing the Asian accent.
Oh, very good.
You know, just me.
You're on the right side of history.
I know. That's where you can make fun. You just can't do it in a funny voice.
All right, I'm going to kick it off.
All right, go, George.
So I think... that in the future, I don't know how long, probably a long time.
Long time.
Long time. I think Newcastle, Wollongong, Canberra, and Sydney will all be one big city.
Mm. Okay. Like Los Angeles.
Yeah, because that's lots of little cities, isn't it?
Well, it's just spread so far, you know. It is.
Right.
It's hard to know where it sort of finishes.
Yeah. I feel like people are going to say, well, Canberra's a bit further away than Wollongong and Newcastle.
Mm.
But I just have a feeling.
Well, I would say that the problem with Canberra, it's inland. Yeah. It's
what's wrong with that?
Well, it's not on the coast, right?
Isn't Western cities
like
growing
people
outwards?
Yeah, but they're not going to grow outwards and then be like for 500 kilometres down into... I can imagine along the coast it spreads.
Okay.
If you could build a really high-speed train...
Yeah.
High-speed rail, aka.
But people say that, but trains are pretty quick. I don't understand.
Well, the Japanese... have figured out how to do it, but for some reason we don't. Whenever it gets proposed here in Australia, they say maybe not cost effective. But
my economics teacher for all of HSC used to talk about the high speed rail for Australia party all the time,
right?
Because he was like a paying member and he used to vote for them.
That's a lot.
Well, he's an economics professor.
He's an economics
professor.
And we used to get him when we were bored. You know, there were some teachers you could just get to go on about their topic of interest or whatever, like to get out of having to listen to boring economic stuff. You could just get him talking about the benefits of high-speed rail for Australia for, I mean, like 30 minutes at a time.
That's great. And now you're on board.
I am on board.
You're predicting it.
The problem is that, so high-speed rail would take, let's say there's a high-speed rail from Sydney to Melbourne.
Mm.
What if there's a rock on the track?
Okay, well, that's another issue. But anyway,
oh, sorry. I thought what you were going to say.
Japanese have not solved that one.
I'm saying that it'll be expensive to get a ticket, right?
Mm. How much?
Well, it's probably more than a cheap flight.
Okay.
Right? And probably more time still. So why would you ever get the train?
Because the time, you got to think in checking in, security on a flight.
Yeah.
Whereas a train, jump on, you can run up, you can...
True.
Jump on like you know, in the old movies.
Are there stops?
Yeah, I think there
it's
is
too
stops.
Fast to stop. you don't want to be stopping.
They're disposable trains that destroy.
If you try to stop at McDonald Town Station, you're gonna probably hit a rock and go off the rails. Exactly. I reckon
I'm gonna have to throw a rock on so it stops so I can get off.
Yeah.
But I think it will be longer still. But there are efficiencies. Right. But here's the thing: you get on at Newcastle, you get off at Sydney, you have a cup of coffee, you get back on.
Right.
Same ticket, right? I mean, nice. You know, there's some things there. I mean, because the coffee in Sydney, you know. I don't know. Well, I think this.
Yeah, yeah. I think that high-speed rail between Sydney and Melbourne makes the idea of, like, coast becoming all one kind of...
I don't think there'd be stops between Sydney. They might go Sydney. It might stop in Canberra and then Melbourne. Yeah. It's not going to stop in Wollongong.
I don't know.
Do you know what I mean?
But Wollongong's going to be part of Sydney.
Right, yeah. So it doesn't matter. They'll just get a train to Central.
They'll just be like Sydney.
You get on a bus at Wollongong, a high-speed bus.
Right. The Japanese have got it.
Yeah, and you zip
Keanu
through.
Keanu Reeves is driving it.
You get Keanu driving. You say... You better not slow down. And you get to your destination on time.
There you go. All right.
So, that's my prediction.
Okay.
Week.
That's a big prediction.
And would you the train to Movie World?
Oh,
would
is
you
that
do
still
that?
A thing? Movie World in Gold Coast?
It's probably been impacted by COVID, aka the coronavirus. Okay. But it's still going. Out. Dream World might be out of business.
There was a rock on the tracks in
Dream World. There was a big issue there. Yeah. Absolutely.
RIP.
Dude, I remember the day that happened, I was at Sweeney's and Cam and James was hosting, and he made everyone do a moment's silence for the people. But like in a kind of pithy like, and people did not get received.
I don't feel that would get received even genuinely.
I mean, not like 2 hours after it happened.
Yeah, that is a big risk. Anyway. Sweeney's not the best place for that sort of comedy. My prediction.
Do it.
Oh, by the way, did you put a time frame on yours? Do you have to, or you just say eventually?
I feel like 100 years.
Oh, like, oh, all out. I thought you meant in like 15 years. And
nah,
like,
perhaps more than that, especially the Canberra bit.
Yeah, but we'd have flying cars by then.
True.
Teleported.
True.
I reckon five to 10 years.
Yep.
Dairy milk.
Yeah.
Done.
Over.
No one's drinking
dairy.
Milk. Have you guys had oat milk?
No.
It's the best.
Oat milk?
It is.
Are you sponsored by oat milk?
Yes, I am. It is so nice.
Yeah.
And it's the same price as, you know, because almond and soy, it's a bit nutty. It's a bit weird. People like it. Oat milk is just like normal milk, my opinion. Very, very nice.
If I did a blind taste test, you reckon?
You'd be able to tell the difference, but you're not. It's so similar. It just tastes like a type of, like a different brand of dairy milk. But here's the thing, is that cows.
Like a cow with like a disease.
Like a good disease. You know what I mean? Like a sugary, sweet disease. Okay. It tastes like cereal milk. Like, you know, milk at the bottom of your cereal.
When you're done.
Like. Has it got a lot of sugar in it?
I don't think it's... I don't know. Maybe it is. I've just been putting sugar
maybe
in it.
Maybe you just like sugar.
Yeah. Maybe I'm diabetic.
Well, the only soy milk that I ever liked was high in sugar. Yeah. That's why I think, you know.
Maybe. But it's just not... It doesn't have an offensive taste. But why I think dairy milk's done is that... apparently, because I was listening to a podcast where you, and this is how I get all my opinions, but apparently dairy milk farmers don't make any money from milk. Almost,
oh, really?
Because it's so cheap and it spoils so quick. And they make all their money from cheese and yogurt and all sorts of other shit. So I reckon,
and then they kill the cow and then they kill the beef.
Yes, and leather and, you know, they've got a few
Is that
you know,
true?
Pots
do they,
in the boil.
Do they kill milk cows to create... beef?
I'm not sure about
they
that.
Should, yeah,
they should. That's a waste otherwise.
I don't eat meat. So.
They probably, if they don't make steaks out of it, they probably use
these
the meat for
food.
Beef, other beef products. Yeah,
I don't think it would be very...
they're not throwing away a whole cow after that's done with the milk.
No, burying it in the yard.
That's a fucking big yard.
A cow that's good at like producing milk isn't necessarily going to be a good tasting cow.
No, that's all right. It'd be dog food or it'd be
grass-fed Wagyu milk.
Oh.
And then it turns into...
That's the comeback. They can figure that out.
So these dairy farmers...
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're not making any money.
Well, they make some, but because it's so... milk's like a...
It's Coles and Woolies, right?
It's so... Yeah, but they make no margin. They don't no margin from it.
Yeah.
And there's just like it spoils so quick, so you just got to get rid of it so quickly. But apparently they make so much more from anything they do with that milk.
Right.
And so I think they will just, people will ethically will start drinking other these non-milk varieties like oat and whatever. And then they'll just back away.
Right.
And say, all right, we're just going to focus on this. So I reckon it'll be 10 years, and it will be a rarity that people will have cow milk. Because it is quite weird as well to drink.
It is weird.
You know, when you think about it, that you're drinking thing all
when
the time.
When you drink it, you have to not think about it too much.
Yes, yes.
It's like eating a mussels. When I eat mussels, I have to not look at it for too long or I can't put it in my mouth.
Yeah.
Because they're so disgusting looking.
Yes, and oysters, but they're also disgusting.
Have you ever drunk milk of an animal besides a cow?
I'm sure I would have had like goat.
Goat?
Goat milk?
You want to talk about goats again?
Not
just keep going
AKA
back
sheep. So.
Well, yeah. Well, you could get cheese. I've had sheep's milk cheese and stuff and goat's cheese.
I don't know if I've had. I maybe have tried just the milk.
But I had reindeer milk when I was up visiting Santa Claus as a child.
He gave
up
you
in
that?
Finland.
Oh, yeah.
Northern
and
Finland.
Very, very sweet.
Really?
What I had, yeah.
Was it reindeer milk or was it a product for children called reindeer milk?
It could have been oat milk for all I know.
Right. How do you milk a reindeer?
You know, the big joke with Sherpas. Have you ever done a gig with Sherpas? Anyway, the big joke if you climb the mountains with Sherpas is you ask for, they ask you if you want yak's milk and you say yeah, but yaks are the males. And the females have a different name.
What are they?
I think they call yur. But
right.
Anyway, so if you ask for yak's milk, you do the math. You do the math, mate. Oh, that's going to be some salty milk.
All right, so we're cancelling milk. Well, I okay.
This guy, sugary milk, salty milk.
You want sugar in that milk.
You said you didn't like it sweet, Alan.
Well, I'm trying to cut the sugar.
You like a drier milk, don't you? Anyway. So we're cancelling milk. Well,
no,
I never buy milk anyway.
We're cancelling cows.
Right, my bad.
We're cancelling dairy farmers. We're taking away their livelihood.
Yeah, no, I think we should let them earn their money. But
focus on cheese.
Yeah. And then
forget about that big part of your life that you've known that your grandfather taught you.
Yeah. Well, they still get to milk
focus
the thing.
On, they still get them. That's why they do it.
They don't pull the
cheese. They love it. That's why they
love it.
That's why they do it for free.
This is fun.
Yeah, exactly. But
oh, man.
Yeah,
there you go.
Thing.
Well, we're pretty much the end of the episode.
Oh, man.
It's crazy.
Can you tell us about your new podcast? Can you
I mean, we've got a great pod. We'll have you boys on. Where are you guys from? What's your hometown?
Milford-on-Sea in the United Kingdom.
Sounds scandalous. Milf. What was that? Milf on sea.
Okay. Oh, man.
Wow. Yes, please. And Alan, where are you from?
Well, this is a tough thing. This is going to be tough for the pod.
Well,
isn't it?
We've had this a few times where it's like, it's sort of, you know, there's a few different. Can be where you're born, you can be.
Yeah.
But it's normally you experience this, so sort of 10 to 20 age range.
Yeah, yeah. I grew up on the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the city of the Sunshine Coast?
Well, I went to Maroochydore
okay.
High School, but I lived in a suburb called Budrum.
Budrum.
Interesting.
Yes,
is that interesting?
Yeah, well,
this is good
be.
Content for your part.
That's all we do. We just, so we've had you
and
on.
The postcode.
Which
the
population. no, and so we get people on and we sort of flip it. Instead of doing a pod about a person, we do a pod about, you know, their town, but then also about them.
Okay.
So we sort of and we do we dive into a bit of the history and look up crazy reviews of people reviewing the post office down at Maroochydore, and you get a bit few insane nutbags like that. But it's better when they're, you know, because we've had the thing where we're like, you want to come on? They're like, sure. And then where are you from? The hills for the fourth episode.
Yeah,
right. You know, and it's a little bit like, but it's a lot of fun.
Nice.
We enjoy it. You guys
awesome.
You should be on. You should watch. You should listen. We do boo the video, as we were saying before. But
yeah, nice.
So we got to dress up. I mean,
would you get George and me on as a pair?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you're going to string it over a two-part episode.
Yeah, we'll have to burn some episodes at some point. we'll get you both on if you both want to do it.
Oh, that's exciting.
Awesome. You guys
100%.
Yeah, you do other pods? You guys?
Yeah, I just never get invited on them.
Oh,
first time. It's weird how, like, when Jamie was here and Andrew Bensley, they didn't invite us. That's weird, isn't it?
Oh, well, interesting.
Well, you know, once you get the third, then we're a blonde.
True, they were waiting for that.
You know, well, but anyway, yeah, check us out, Community Notice Board. We're on all the stuff, everything except TikTok. So don't look at that. Don't waste your
anywhere except TikTok.
Searching on that.
Well, I'd also like to say, for anyone listening, you may have seen on Facebook we're doing an election stream. Okay, all day November 4th, If you're listening from if you're one of my mates in the UK, it's a different time. But anyway, 10 a.m., November 4th, Wednesday. All day we're going to be streaming, looking at the results, Alan, having guests in.
Oh, boy.
We're going to have people, you know, dropping in.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Can I just also cancel Sleepy Joe Biden?
You want to cancel Sleepy Joe Biden?
He's too sleepy.
He's a sleepy boy.
I just love that.
Hey, shout out to Dictator Dan as well in Melbourne. Absolutely. I mean, he's a dictator, but he did a damn good job.
Yeah, don't hold
And he got the cases way down, you know, and now people are going to be out and about. They'll be driving around, maybe listening to our podcast.
Probably not, but possibly.
But he did say you're allowed to listen. That was one of his announcements in the presser today. But you can listen to the podcast.
The election stream's going to be really exciting. I don't think there's many other networks are going to be covering it. So you want to park yourself on our stream. You're going to get the results. You're going to get analysis that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Are you guys going to be watching? Is someone going to be crunching numbers and other talking?
So it's going to be the screen with the results and then the corner a video of us.
Oh, you guys have it all.
I've got it all figured out. But look, if you're listening and you're interested in the stream, if you're even thinking about just popping in, just head over to our Facebook page and put interesting or going on the event. We'd really appreciate that.
All right.
Do it, guys.
All right. It'll be so much fun.
Well, what an episode.
Thanks so much,
Alex,
guys.
Thanks so much for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. We're getting the outro music, mate.
Similar to the intro music. Well,
15 minutes of this.
It's almost exactly the same. All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, guys.